Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Saturdays with Jenny.
So now we are talking about Africa's first Africa-focused brand leadership academy, and my very old friend Tebi Akalafeng, who's neglected me, I must say, for about how many years has it been? How many years exactly? It's so unkind. Really, it's very unkind.
We have to make right on that.
Well, we know we definitely do, because I've seen you dancing in Ghana. I've seen you in a market in, I don't know, in Nigeria.
I have seen all kinds of things.
I've seen you all across the continent, and whatever, because something happened to you at a certain stage in your life and you just expanded out of South Africa. What pushed you there? Because you were fully occupied here in South Africa.
Whatever I do, I try to immerse myself in it. So I immersed myself in my country of birth, which is South Africa, and did as far as I believed I can go in terms of both from corporate, in terms of from consulting, building brands here, and in terms of really adding value and contributing to South Africa. I then realized a lot of things throughout that time, that there's a bit of a disconnect between South Africa and the rest of Africa. Because when we speak about the rest of Africa, we always say we are going to Africa. And instead of identifying us as part of Africa. Mm-hmm. So I decided I need to go on a bit of a, it's not a spiritual thing. It's just a journey to connect the continent, to break the borders, because there weren't the borders before. Mm. So let me break the borders. Mm-hmm. And let me try and understand what it is that connects us, what it is that that divides us. And I think it was Kwame Nkrumah said, you know, the borders that divide us are not as strong as the bonds that bind us. Mm-hmm.
And that is true. And I'm sure you found it. I mean, the incredible warmth that one meets in Africa. I mean, it really is. I mean, sometimes it can be dicey, but most of the time the warmth that you meet from ordinary people is just wonderful.
And that's what I tried to do with my journeys. With my journeys, I didn't want to showcase 5-star hotels,
exactly.
Showcase fine dining. I wanted to show the real continent, the real people. That's why every time I arrive in every single country, which is all the countries in the continent that I arrived at, I always hung out with local people, used normal transport, so that I can feel what it is like to really be part of that country. Because otherwise, I'm just a shuttled in executive from South Africa, living the best life. I really just shallowly, just glossing over the country. I wanted to be one with them. So that's why whenever I arrived, the first thing I always did, the first day or so, I'll just relax and I'll look at people. And then I'm like, well, that person looks interesting. It could be a taxi driver, could be a concierge, could be somebody in the streets, could be somebody in the market. And I just, I'll latch onto them. I says, where are you from? And they'll tell me, oh, I'm from this area. I say, oh, let's go have dinner there. And, you know, it would be things like that. I mean, one of my most fondest memory is, I think it was in Madagascar, and I was staying at this beautiful island in Samari, and perhaps by the end of the first day, I said to the security, where are you from? And he says to the chef, I said, where are you from? He says, oh, we the workers, we live on the other side. I said, which side? I said,
it's a big island.
Yeah, it's a big island. I said, well, I need to come see where you live. And he says, really? He says, people don't go there. So we decide to go there. When I arrive in this area, I'm seeing that these are normal people who, on the one side, we live on these fancy places, but on the other side, they're the ones who keep those places fancy, and they don't get acknowledged. And we went to visit them. We invited ourselves for dinner. And we arrived there late night, and they gave us cold drink because we were too late for dinner now, but we started chatting. And then as we left, the man said to us, my year has just opened up. My blessings are going to be. He said, his. I said, why? He says, nobody has ever visited me.
Oh.
He says, they all come here.
Oh.
They live in these fancy places, and they don't know we are the people who live here, who make them so fancy.
It's quite telling, isn't it?
Though? Oh, I saw so many of those stories. And that's what was so important for me on this journey, to be a part of understanding how real people live, what they do, what they eat, where they, and just really who they are.
Yes, and people want to show you, and they want to share. It is a remarkable thing because we're losing the old Africa.
We are indeed, you know? Including here in South Africa.
Yes.
Because if you meet any ordinary person, and I don't know why we call them ordinary people, because we just say everyday people, our mothers, where our mothers come from, where we were born, many of us, you will find that the common bonds among us are our humanity, our warmth. We are very welcoming. We are entrepreneurial. You know, we make things happen with a little. And we don't measure our worth by our wealth.
Well, there we go. So now, let us talk about, because it's a lovely segue, I think they say, into the brand, it's an Africa-focused brand leadership academy. And, I mean, I've got all the notes here, I've got everything here and whatever, but try and explain to all of us, and you are a great communicator, what this is all about, because it is the result of your journeys and touching hands and holding, you know, wonderful conversations with Africans from across the continent. What is this all about?
There's three things to it. Throughout the journeys, one of the things I wanted to observe was to observe the brands that people interact with every day, the products and the services, how those are delivered. I wanted to interact with that, and it was quite an eye-opener to see the products they interact with, the radios they listen to, the newspapers they read, the clothes that they wear, the markets where they shop. So that's the one end. On the second hand, on a more structured and formal way, 10 years ago, I initiated Brand Africa 100, which is Africa's best brand survey. So it's a survey of the most admired brands in the continent. And to my dismay, maybe not, I shouldn't have been dismayed, we discovered that and on average throughout these years and declining since we started, only 20% of the top 100 brands that Africans admire are African. Mm. So out of the top 100 brands Africans admire, only 20% are made in Africa. Mm. So it is a startling revelation. Either we don't love our brands, or we don't love ourselves, or we actually don't have the capacity to be able to deliver those brands. That's the second part. The third part is the Africa Continental Free Trade Agreement is now being implemented, and the purpose of it is to move to grow intra-Africa trade from 18% to 50% by 2030. That is in 9 years' time. So we have struggled for so many years to get Africans to trade with each other. Instead, what we do, if you look at Europe is the European Union, it's about 70% they trade within each other. Probably America probably doesn't need to go anywhere else in the world. They've got everything they need in their continent. So there is value in that. The value in that is that you are beginning to retain the revenues in the country or the continent. You are retaining more of the money to be able to develop your own country, to be able to and continent, and to be able to drive your agenda without much interference from areas. So given those three scenarios, I then said, Africa Free Trade Continental Agreement is going to be implemented, and it's about moving goods between the countries, so there's going to be a big problem that's going to come. Mm-hmm. We are going to realize that not many goods are African.
Exactly.
So it means that we are not creating opportunities for Africans. So I thought to myself, perhaps the one area of intervention that we need to do is in the education space. So that's how we started the Africa Brand Leadership Academy, ABLA. We started it with a very simple objective, and that objective is to sharpen the minds of the people who build the brands that are going to build the continent. It is really about creating opportunities academic intervention to be able to build the capacity of the leaders who are building brands and the leaders who are coming into the future and the entrepreneurs to transform the continent and to inspire the world with the excellence that resides here within the continent. And we've got lots of excellent examples.
Well, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Kai FM, and specifically, we are listening to Tebe Akalafeng, and he's taking us through Africa's very, very first, and it is a totally Africa-focused brand leadership academy. And with that explanation, I think you can see the direction that this conversation is going to take. But just one observation, I'm going to take a short break, but one observation, Tebe, and we can talk about it immediately afterwards, is that this Africa Free Trade whole thing coming up from Ghana and whatever, it's received hardly any publicity.
And that is a challenge with us here in Africa. And we'll talk about that after a break.
In a minute.
Saturdays with Jenny.
I'm sure that there are questions that you maybe want to ask. And if you do, well, you know the number. All you've got to do is put your fingers on 086-000-959. We're talking to Tebby Akalafeng. And Tebby, let's just go back to this brand leadership thing. It is very exciting. A girlfriend of mine called Patina Gapper, who's been on the show with her best-selling books, and there are a number of them, and she was here recently, I think about 3, 4, maybe 5 months ago. And she is now giving legal advice to the people who are forming this African Free Trade Area. So she's based, she says she's got a swish office in Ghana, goodness knows when she's ever going to be there, but she's giving advice. And I find it really interesting because she will find other stories to write about. Indeed. And of course, you know, she's in the book world. She's significant. And so the next time you go, get her to buy you lunch.
She better buy me lunch. And you know, of course, Ghana is one of the countries I've been to the most. I may have been there 100 times.
What's happening there?
Well, I mean, Kwame Nkrumah is from Ghana. Mm-hmm. And Ghana is the first sub-Saharan country to gain mm-hmm. independence. So a lot of the Pan-African philosophy that many of us subscribe to, you would almost say that Ghana is the home thereof. And then, of course, Ghana was also one of the significant slave trade areas. So there's a vision of Kwame Nkrumah, and there's the evil of colonialism in one country that you can find in that country. So it's a very inspiring country. A lot of intelligent people that we know from a continent are from Ghana. From the creative world or whether from a business world, they come there. You go from a creative world version, Ablo at Louis Vuitton, and you can go throughout, the editor of Vogue from Ghana, and that's just in a creative space. And you can go everywhere from the legal to economics. Ghanaians are there.
So let's go back to the Brand Leadership Academy. It's got to have a place, or is it all virtual?
What we've learned about what COVID has gifted all of us. First, it's taken a lot from us in terms of, the hurt and the losses and all those.
And I've had that as well.
So it's taken up. But what it has gifted us, it has fast tracked the need to think beyond bricks and mortars. So you even know yourself, you don't need to be here to broadcast this, to do this broadcast, because you can do this broadcast from your comfort of your home. So we have not firmly entered the virtual environment. We don't need to be constrained by walls and all those. And if you look at the rest of the continent, the fastest way to reach the continent will be the virtual way, and to reach the world. And that's why our proposition is going to be virtual, but it's going to be hybrid as the world opens up. And from a hybrid mean there will be live engagements, and there's also virtual engagements.
So who are you looking for? Who are your customers?
My customers are in four areas. First, we're talking executives who are leading brands, who are building brands right now.
Like MTN, for instance.
Exactly, the executives at MTN, who what's interesting, and I'll give an example of why that's so important. I had coffee with the chief executive of Samsung many years ago, and he was Korean. And at that stage, I'd only been to 20 or so countries in the continent. And I asked him, why is Samsung so successful across the continent? He said, because of people like him. He says, me as an executive, I've been to every single country in the continent. I'm like, so my jaw dropped. He says, here's a Korean who knows more about the continent than I do. Mm-hmm. And he said, by doing that, I was able to observe how they live. He says, I went to their homes. I went to their markets. I understood how they trade, how they eat, and how they communicate. He says, that's why our products were designed to respond to the conditions of the continent. So I said, that's how you build brands. You can't build a brand from behind a desk. Mm-hmm. You need to be out there. So it's aimed at executives, because a lot of the executives are building brands from behind their desks. So when I get them out of their desks, and we want to get them into the marketplace, we want to inspire them both by immersing them in the spaces, but also by giving them intellectual input that is quite interesting. So that's executives. The second one is the entrepreneurs. Now the entrepreneurs are the bedrock of this continent.
Exactly.
They are the people who are creating all these ideas we have. Whether it's a Kaya, whether it's an MTN, whether it's a Standard Bank, all those brands were started by an entrepreneur. So we look at it. But the challenge that entrepreneurs are facing, they're facing the problem that many of them know how to come up with ideas. Some of them even have the money, and some of them perhaps even have management experience. But what they don't know is how to transform their ideas into brands. So our proposition is about enabling entrepreneurs to transform their commodities or their good ideas into world-class brands that drive the bottom line. The third target is the the next generation of leaders. You know, I'll try to get rid of this word emerging, because otherwise you'll be emerging forever. Mm. But I'm looking at it more as the next generation of leaders, which is the second and third tier of leaders in organizations and everywhere else, whether it's corporate or whether it's NGOs and everywhere else. For them as well, we want to skill them with the basics of how to build a brand. And then fourth, we're working with corporates, and with corporates by creating custom products to capacitate their
teams. So you're going to bedrock, in other words. So with that idea, it's like developing a new soap that you know is going to have certain qualities, but it must go out to Africa. So let's sit down and package that.
Correct. Because, and that is one of the fundamental differences between what we do and what everybody else has probably done in the past, is that a foundational course in our program is going to be on African cultures and societies. Because if you don't know the cultures and societies, how people live and how they do things, how they behave, then your products are not necessarily going to be responding to who those people are, whether it is who they are psychologically or who they are, what they require from a functionally from a product. So it's very fundamental. That's why we're bringing on board, linguists, archaeologists, and and people in African history. We're not interested in the politics. We're interested in human behavior. Mm.
Listen, I mean, I think it sounds absolutely fantastic. If you're able to get that all together, is it going to happen in drips and drabs, or how is it? How are you starting?
We're very fortunate that we hit the ground running. It's obviously going to evolve for time.
Yes,
but we already have quite a number of students at work now. We're working with perhaps one of the biggest companies in the continent, training their staff. They've got presence in over 10 countries. In the continent, we're working with them. We're also working with entrepreneurs with Proudly South Africa in terms of building a program for them on how to take their brands to the marketplace. So yes, we've got two great lines, and this is just the start. And lots of inquiries, but we are going to. The thing to remember is that while we are behind time as a continent, this is going to be a marathon rather than a sprint. So we are going to take our time and ensure that we walk this journey assuredly, but with impact.
All right. I think it sounds absolutely fantastic. I think you've dreamt big, and dreams can come true. And I think that the more integrated we become as South Africans with the rest of the continent, I think the better. And I think it's a must go to thing. How do people make contact with you?
We pretty much have all the social platforms, our website is abla.academy. So www.abla.academy. If they want to email us, they can email us at info@abla.academy.
So it's absolutely straightforward.
Very straightforward.
I think it's fantastic. There are a couple of things I would like to attend, because they're just as an observer, because I think they sound so interesting.
Yeah. One of the programs that we'll be launching, which is quite interesting and is so important, the two programs that I'm absolutely excited about is the Brand Leadership for Entrepreneurs, and the second one is Brand Leadership for the Creative Economy. Uh-huh. Because whether people in fashion, in music, and all those, they all know how to sing, but they not all of them know how to build a great brand. People in design, they know how to make beautiful dresses and suits, but they don't know how to compete with the rest of the world. Those two programs for me are probably two of the most fundamental short learning programs that we're introducing.
So there we go. Tebe Ikhalo, I can't thank you enough for coming into the studio and for sharing this with us. It's really, really exciting. Don't forget abla.academy.co.za.
No. Abla.academy. That's it.
Abla.academy.
www.abla.academy @info. And you can also write to us at info@abla.academy.
Okay.
But you can also make it easy. Just write to me at Tebe @brandleadership.com.
There we go.
So that's quite easier. Happy birthday. birthday on Monday. So we wish you all a wonderful one. You need to share with all of us and everybody else how one maintains such grace and youth through all these years of incredible contribution to radio, to literature.
Thank you.
Happy birthday on Monday.
Thank you very much indeed. I'm looking forward to our lunch.
Our lunch is on the way.
Toby Akalafing.
Saturdays with Jenny. Every Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. on Kaya FM 95.9. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.